people put themselves through extraordinary stress and powering through pain in order to achieve extraordinary things over and over and over again. The power of the mind is extraordinary. Psychologist Chris Mackey joins us. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Libby.
It's not our topic of conversation at all, but it does link in with that power of the mind, doesn't it?
It does, and I suppose it shows how important the sense of meaning is in people's lives. Like, why would people put themselves through such grueling challenges unless they found it very meaningful or had a real sense of purpose? And synchronicity relates to that.
Mm. It is 12 minutes to 11 o'clock. The science of synchronicity is our topic of conversation. And this is what I think is interesting, because you believe it.
I certainly do, after having been a real skeptic at first.
It's not like The Secret, is it, in terms of what you think?
It's got an overlap with that in terms of, I think, sometimes the way that we turn positive energy to something, or the way we look to something from the universe, if you like, it is more likely to unfold that way, I believe.
This is where one cannot... I live with a very, very... I live with a bloke who's got Scottish background.
Yes.
And he's very practical and pragmatic.
Right.
And he would call this conversation, which you and I are having... mumbo jumbo.
And I can understand that. And that's where I came from when I was trained as a clinical psychologist, and a lot of emphasis in training in rationality. And I would have thought this was mumbo jumbo. But once I read a book called The Aquarian Conspiracy about how quantum physics was changing our view of science in many different spheres, including health. And it had a section in this book on synchronicity. And it's about amazing and meaningful coincidences. And when I read that section in the book, I started to experience an explosion of synchronicity that really challenged my sense of rationality. So I believe that we can be over-rational and we under-emphasise the intuitive. And I think that's at our cost.
What does that mean?
Well, I think that we often think about things that in a way that you're meant to be able to explain them all by logic or reason or whatever. But I think many people have experiences which are very powerful experiences that shape their lives, and people can have a feeling that they're meant to be. And the more I've heard my clients' stories, working as a therapist for 38 years, long ago I became convinced that there's a pattern or meaning at times in people's lives. People can have some kind of sense of destiny, and amazing coincidences often are a part of that.
Like what? Can you illustrate?
Okay, well, look, I'll give an example myself which ties together my experience of heaven on earth and hell on earth, the most powerful experiences, and they both happened at 6 o'clock on the 6th of June. When I met my future wife, now my wife Sue, we experienced an amazing amount of synchronicity. I experienced the number 6 coming up often in double sixes or whatever. For example, often when we stayed in a hotel, it was the 6th room on the 6th floor. That would happen a lot. But anyway, just by accident, I'd been planning that I'd proposed to her the previous day, but I noticed afterwards that we'd become engaged at 6 o'clock on the 6th of June.
Mm.
Now, 6 years later, I was admitted to a psychiatric hospital with severe depression, which I didn't really notice the time. At the time, I wasn't sort of so well oriented for time when I was going through that depression, but it was 6 o'clock on the 6th of June. Now, in retrospect, I felt that was something that suggested there was something more meaningful about what was happening than met the eye. Maybe there was some value in going through that depression 25 years ago. It's probably been the most worthwhile experience in my clinical life to be able to understand my clients and patients more. Interestingly, Carl Jung, who developed the idea of synchronicity, he died in the afternoon of 6th of June.
Mm, so you're all connected.
I feel a sense of connection with his spirit.
So tell me about Jung's theory of synchronicity, because I like Carl Jung, because
yes.
I often look at who we are as humans,
yes,
as programmed beings, and I do believe there are different versions of yourself before and after certain experiences.
Yes, and just by way of background too, Jung was a real scientist in his mindset. Like, he developed the notion of introversion and extroversion and personality types. And so, people have done a Myers-Briggs test or whatever to look at their personality. They're drawing on the work of Jung. But Jung believed that the universe was profoundly connected. He had conversations with Einstein about the nature of space and time, and that informed his view of synchronicity. Actually, Many people wouldn't know this, but Jung only wrote about synchronicity after he was encouraged to write about it by Wolfgang Pauli, who's one of the founders of quantum physics. And Pauli said to Jung, "Hey, I know you're interested in this kind of thing you don't talk about much because people might be so skeptical about it, but hey, if you write a book about it, I'll join you in sharing and writing on that manuscript because I believe that there's really something in this."
Right. See, my understanding of Jung was that he believed in the universal unconscious.
Yes.
And that we were all connected through our dreams.
Yes.
That various stresses or situations manifested themselves in symbols in dreams, which you or I or someone in other, I don't know whether it works with third world countries though. I don't know.
Well, I think, again, it gets back to the idea of the profound interconnectedness of the universe, which quantum physics tells us that everything comes back to consciousness. And I think that that shows that it's not just our mind and bodies that are connected, as medical science has been slow to pick up on, but our minds are also connected with other people's minds and also with things that happen. So, for example, Jung might have woken up at one stage at 3 o'clock in the morning and had a sense that something has happened at that time. There's someone who has died at that time. He learns the next day his wife's cousin died exactly at 3 o'clock in the morning. He had hundreds of experiences like that he wrote about in Memories, Dreams and Reflections.
So in terms of this being useful in an everyday lay life,
yes,
how would you implement it, or what should we be noticing?
Well, I think one of the things is to be open to it. It can have a profoundly helpful effect as a therapist. And I can have a story about how it's changed someone's life. There was a client who'd seen me who said, "Do you remember when I was very depressed early last year?" I said, "Yes, I knew that you were, you know, struggling enormously." He said, "Look, I don't think you knew how depressed I was, and I wouldn't tell you this story if I didn't know that you'd written a book on synchronicity." He said, "Early last year, I was kneeling in front of a window," and he said, "I was feeling very suicidal." He said, "I had a gun in my mouth. I chipped my front tooth as the pistol of the gun went into my, as the barrel went into my mouth. I was about to shoot. I was kneeling, I was a metre in front of a window. I looked across a tennis court and I saw a blackbird like a raven. It was like it was looking at me. I was about to shoot. This raven suddenly took off at full speed, smashed into the window in front of me, dropped down dead." And he said, "I thought, that bird sacrificed itself for me." He took the pistol out of his mouth. Within a week, he'd booked into a drug rehabilitation program. About 8 months later, he was the only person who'd got off all hard drugs and alcohol, stayed off it and stayed out of that program. He went beyond it. And he, in the next couple of years, he got married, had a child. He stayed off alcohol and drugs. Now, he wouldn't have even told me about that profound experience in his life if he didn't know that I was interested in synchronicity, because he said, "I thought if I told someone that story, they would have thought I was borderline psychotic." So I think that it actually encourages people to be open to a deeper kind of experience, to be prepared to talk about it. And one message I look to get across is not only is it dramatically helpful as a way of tapping into a spiritual dimension in life, but I think as health professionals and mental health professionals, we ought to be more open to a spiritual or transpersonal dimension in life, because when people tap into that, it can help them have a much greater sense of meaning and purpose, and it helps bring about profound change as it did for that person.
Well, it saved his life.
It saved his life. And I've known of many situations like that, well, several at least.
I'm going to open up the phone lines if you have a story you want to contribute to this. Synchronicity, has it had a profound effect on your decision-making process? Has something happened that stopped you or encouraged you to do something which changed your life path? 1-300-222-774. 1-300-222-774. It's interesting. I'm getting a mixed response on the text messages.
Yes.
Some people are going, "Yes, thank goodness you're talking about this, because I'd like this part of my life acknowledged that I truly believe." And others, you know, the normal, "Bye-bye, ABC, I want my 8 cents back." You know,
right,
that one must be programmed into the text lines. But it is an interesting conversation in that there is no set reality.
Yes.
I do understand that reality is all a matter of perspective and how you see things. So if you choose to look for silver linings, or you choose to look for signs to reaffirm a deeper intention,
yes,
maybe you're more likely to see them.
I think it's partly like that. And I think that there are three main things about synchronicity. It adds to a sense of affirmation. So it's, to me, it's like a tick from the universe that you're on the right track. It's often associated with positive experience like that. It helps a sense of connection. For example, you think of contacting someone and they contact you then, or you think of someone that you haven't seen in years and you run into them half an hour later, say even in a foreign city. I think it's about enlightenment or a greater sense of awareness of a spiritual dimension in life and this interconnectedness that I was referring to.
Well, Jung says that about that sense of deja vu, like you've been in a situation before, that that's a universal experience.
Yes.
And premonitions.
Yes.
That someone's going to call or you think about someone and then you bump into them.
Yes, and about 40% of people in the general Western population describe that, yes, they have had experiences of synchronicity, but 40% of people don't talk about it openly because, again, it mightn't seem rational enough. But there again, many people do have intuitive experiences, and when they're given permission to talk about them, not only do they describe such experiences, but how it helps them in a sense of affirmation or connection or a sense of purpose and meaning or a spiritual dimension in life.
1-300-222-774. 1-300-222-774. Have you experienced this? My friend Bert, who came out to Australia on the same boat as Red.
Yes.
He says, please let me know what you're drinking. I want to buy 6 bottles.
Okay, terrific. Well, can I just say, this also ties into the science of positive psychology, and I'm very interested in positive psychology. Martin Seligman. Actually, brief story. After 25 years of working as a clinical psychologist, I wanted to sum up in 1 hour what I'd learned in 25 years. I spent 10 minutes talking about Carl Jung and synchronicity and 20 minutes talking about Martin Seligman. Now, the next year, I learned that Martin Seligman was coming to live in Geelong for 6 months with his team of researchers, very scientific researchers, to establish the first positive psychology intervention organisation-wide, which he started at Geelong Grammar. I got to meet Martin Seligman, and I felt that that added to my sense of believing in positive psychology as a direction. Actually, tomorrow evening, I'm talking with Martin Seligman on a panel at Geelong Grammar at 6:30 in a public event. I wouldn't have had opportunities like that had not been for amazing, almost miraculous coincidence, but I'd already come to experience much more synchronicity and believe in it long before that happened.
Let's take a call, shall we? Jane, on line 2. Hi, Jane.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Jane.
Chris, I'm a firm believer in your synchronicity as a way of being present as well.
Yes.
And I have an amazing story that has always resonated with me, and your connection with synchronicity is just prior to a friend dying, she gave me a beautiful necklace, and whilst I didn't wear it all the time, well, on this particular day, it fell out of my cupboard for some reason. I must have knocked something, and I put it on. And then I drove 3 hours to another shopping centre where I wasn't going to know anybody.
Yes.
And as I went up the escalator, having parked my car, the first person I saw was her husband, who I had not seen for an incredible long time. And from that, wearing the necklace. So from that point forward, I knew that there are things that go on, and it's about being present and aware of what we're doing, I think. Maybe I hadn't looked up, I wouldn't have noticed him, but I sort of had this presence that made me more aware of what was going on, and I noticed him and went, oh, my God, I can't believe this.
It's funny because I can hear the breathlessness in your voice as you tell the story. There is a sort of fear that when you tell stories like this, people are going to shame you or make you feel silly, but I get it. I absolutely get it.
There's real awe.
I just think that my friend who had died was present there and was making me connect again. It's a connection, and it's being about being present.
A profoundly meaningful experience, and sometimes it shows that there's a sense of connection that can even transcend death. People acknowledge that more at funerals or around times when someone's departed. Often people make a comment that something's happened, like a sign of connection with others, and that was a wonderful, profound story. Thank you for telling us.
Robin's called from Geelong. Hello, Robin.
Yeah, hi. I lost my dear old mum about 20 years ago. I'll just try and keep it short and brief. 15 years ago, after losing father-in-law, my wife went to a seance and wanting to talk to her dad. But needless to say, my mum had started here in the forefront, and life was a bit difficult to work and me and my mum.
I need you to put the phone or stand in a spot whereby the line's a little clearer, Robin, because it's a good story. That's better, where you are.
Is that good?
Yep, that's good. Great.
Yeah, so anyway, at the seance, my wife wanting to talk to Dad, and Mum says, oh, things will improve at work. And meanwhile, situation within months, a new boss and life changed. Other time.
I get the gist. Robin, I'm so sorry, but that phone line just isn't working for us. But I know it's a profound story, so I thank
Thanks,
you for
Robin.
Calling. I don't want you to feel bad that we can't take it. I just can't hear you properly. Susan from Mernda, hi.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good,
hi,
thank
Susan.
You. I've only got a couple of minutes, so tell you.
Both of my parents were born on the 16th. Dad, January, Mum, February. My dad passed away on the 8th of February, which was our favourite aunt's birthday. And then 15 years later, my mum passed away on the 8th in June. But the 8th is sort of like really special to us. Is it just something that we make of that to make us feel comfortable and happy?
Well, I think it's certainly based on subjective experience, but there's a sense of meaning and connection that can come from that. And look, I'll just mention too, anything that helps us experience these things from a positive psychology model is helpful. There's a PERMA model in positive psychology. Anything that helps a positive mood or our sense of engagement in life roles or relationships and connection, anything that adds to a sense of meaning or anything that helps our accomplishment supports the scientific model or is supported by the scientific model of positive psychology to help our health and well-being. And I think that PERMA model, each of those elements, including meaning and connection, is supported, and certainly connection is supported by people's descriptions in these calls. So therefore, it helps our health and well-being. Synchronicity is a window into that.
But this is what's really interesting, because it doesn't really matter two hoots to anybody else what you believe that makes you feel better.
True, it's subjective.
It's subjective, and
yes,
therefore reality is subjective. So if
yes,
I think, you know, everything happens for a reason and that helps me get through it,
that will help you brain chemistry move in a positive direction, and that will have helpful placebo effects. It's hard to argue against that, even if people are sceptical.
So that's what I think is the interesting part of it, that choosing a better lubricated model of understanding reality physically changes your
exactly,
changes your chemistry.
A lot of it's about what can lead to positive energy rather than negative energy. It just so happens many scientists believe in this as well.
Yeah. We've run out of time, but it's been an interesting session. Chris Mackie has been your guest. He's a psychologist. He's the author of a book called Synchronicity, Empower Your Life with the Gift of Coincidence. And his specialty interest is about the science of synchronicity. And I thank you for your company.
Thank you, Libby.